You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Indianapolis Colts wide receiver and former MSU standout Blair White will be with us in about 15 minutes. We got to talk a little NFL here, Scott's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. But before that, you said you had a story about this whole Harlem Globetrotters thing. We just had Brent Petway on.
Yeah, the four-point shot. And now I know you aren't good with the internet, but back...
I'm learning to use the internet machine.
Yeah, you're getting better, that internet. Back in, it must have been seventh grade, when I was first introduced to the internet, it was in junior high, we had to come up with email addresses.
Okay.
And if you remember back, I don't even want to think, what was that, 10, 15 years ago, there was a horrible, horrible Disney family movie on about a shooting guard or something who was a real good outside shooter called Mr. 4 Points.
I don't remember that at all.
You shouldn't feel bad. I doubt many people do. But that was, I loved basketball then. I was a decent at best guard. So my first ever email address, Mr. 4 Points, because I thought I could shoot from outside.
Why do you share anything personal about you, honestly?
Yeah, that's true.
You told me today that one of your favorite sports memories is a Michigan State women's basketball game and that your email address used to be 4 Point.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right,
let's get to,
all right, let's get to some interesting stuff. Talking NFL playoffs. And you know what? I honestly look at these matchups this weekend for NFL playoffs, and we got two games today, Ravens-Steelers at 4:30, and then we've also got Packers-Falcons at 8 o'clock, and then tomorrow, Seahawks-Bears at 1 and Patriots-Jets at 4:30. And I got to be honest, I don't see a single bad matchup among all of them. And I know people say that the Jets-Patriots is a bad matchup because of the 45-3 shellacking that the Pats gave them last time. I think it's going to be a much closer game this time. I think, honestly, the game last week against the Colts where Rex Ryan went against everything he usually does on defense, he finally became less stubborn and said, okay, let's forget about the game plan. Let's figure out what works against Peyton Manning. And I think they're going to do that. Now, they're not going to win. I don't think they're going to beat the Patriots. But 45-3, I don't think is happening again.
Now, I can't see 45-3, but I don't think it's going to be that close. And people will get into all the trash talk and everything between Cromartie and the ingenious Wes Welker
trash talk.
Oh, my goodness. That was hilarious. I was rolling hearing that the other day. But I don't think, I mean, we talked about it before the playoffs started. I just put Tom Brady that much ahead. And, I mean, it was sad to see the Colts lose. The Jets come back. They played well, or good enough to win. But I don't think it's going to be close. The other three games I'm really excited about. Those should be good matchups.
The thing, and I'll say one more thing about the Jets-Patriots, because we were talking about it earlier today. And, you know, the Jets did win 28-14 in week two against the Patriots. But that was in New York. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis was not the running back for New England yet. They were still rolling with Fred Taylor. Danny Woodhead was not established. Randy Moss was still a part of the framework for the Patriots. I think it's a different Patriots team than when the Jets beat them last time. However, I think at the same time, Mark Sanchez has played a little bit better down the stretch here. He had one bad game where he threw about 3 picks, and that was against the Patriots. But other than that, he's really come around towards the end of the year. And as long as the Jets don't turn the ball over, I think they'll be right into this game. Now, an intriguing one that I'm looking at, Seahawks-Bears, Sunday, 1 o'clock. The Seahawks ended the season 7-9. Nobody picked them to beat the Saints. Nobody. Literally nobody. They come out. They destroy the Saints. Let's just face it. That game should have been even worse than it was. Now they come in against the Bears. They're dogs, but they beat the Bears earlier this year. What happens in that game?
Well, we'll make our picks in the last segment.
No, I'm just saying, break it down.
Oh, I know. Marshawn Lynch, if they're going to run the ball, and this is the articles that I've been reading, this is where you start to see backup running backs or running backs who didn't get a lot of play during the season, they really step forward. If you're using a two-back system, this is where your second back is a little fresher, and that is huge. You saw it last year with the Jets. Sean Green took over. You see it now. Marshawn Lynch didn't have that many carries during the regular season. Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, he didn't have a ton of carries. Danny Woodhead will take a little more. He's still fresh. So I think with them, Matt Hasselbeck's been there before. He has the experience. He did very well against the Saints. But this is going to be cold. This is going to be an ugly game to watch, I think. But you've got also got to realize this is Jay Cutler's first ever postseason start.
That, you know what, that doesn't bother me that much. It really doesn't. I mean, because Lovie Smith has been there before. Mike Martz has been there before. That doesn't worry me too much. What I look at in this Seahawks game is the fact that, look, Matt Hasselbeck seems to go one game on, one game off. One game will throw four touchdowns, and the next game will throw four picks. And guess what? He just threw like three or four touchdowns. Was it three or four last game? I feel like it was four touchdowns. Bottom line is, I don't think Hasselbeck's going to have a good game. I don't think the Seahawks are going to do very well, and I think the luck ends this time. You know, the Bears are a different team now than they were when they played the Seahawks earlier in the year. They got a swagger about them where early in the season when the Bears were winning games, I don't even think the Bears bought that the Bears were winning games. But now, the Bears are kind of buying into their own hype, and they're kind of saying, you know what? Maybe we are a pretty darn good football team.
What hype?
The hype that they're actually a good football team.
See, I don't think there's that much hype. I think the kind of aura around this game is it's two teams that don't deserve where they are.
I think if you look at the Bears now compared to the beginning of the season, they have a lot more respect now than they did at the beginning of the season. And I think that they're buying into it themselves. They're buying into the fact that, you know what? We're a pretty good team. And you can argue they're not a good team, but wins would suggest otherwise. They crushed the Philadelphia Eagles. They've won a couple really tough road games this year. The Bears are a good team. The Bears are a good team. And so I think they take care of business at home. Now, my favorite game of the weekend, obviously most Big Ten teams are going to be excited about this, is Ravens-Steelers Saturday at 4:30. Ravens are my Super Bowl pick. Okay? Not my Super Bowl winner. My Super Bowl winner is already out. But they're my Super Bowl pick, and I look at this Ravens offense, and the defense is what the defense is going to be. They're always going to be tough. They're always going to plug gaps. But the offense, I think, is the most balanced offense the Ravens have ever had since they've been in Baltimore. I think the Baltimore Ravens with Ray Rice, Willis McGahee, the way Anquan Boldin and Derek Mason have played, and the fact that Joe Flacco doesn't turn the ball over much, I think they're the most balanced offense that they've ever had, and I think they're going to give the Steelers trouble.
Don't forget about the superstar tight end all of a sudden, Todd Heap.
Todd Heap. But Todd Heap's been hurt, so now that he's actually healthy, he's playing like he was a couple years ago.
I agree with you on everything you said, but looking through the numbers, Ray Rice this season has 52 yards rushing combined against the Steelers.
Well, but if you go back and you look at the stats of every game, every running back has 52 yards combined against the Steelers.
So, therefore, you can't really say that they're that dynamic.
But Ray Rice can be used in different ways. Ray Rice is best on screen passes and receiving out of the backfield because no linebacker can match up against him. That's where Ray Rice stands in this.
I'd have to go back and look, but I don't think he has many receiving yards combined against them either. He's been shut down by the Steelers this year.
Well, I'm just saying that in the last couple of games, the Ravens have started to use Ray Rice. Let's face it, for most of this year, Ray Rice has not been used much as a receiver, not even close to compared to what he was used last year. But the fact is that the last couple of games, they've started to use Ray Rice more out of the backfield as a receiver. And I think that's something that they can use against the Steelers. I don't think that they've really given him many pass opportunities against the Steelers, okay? I think John Harbaugh is just catching on to the fact of, you know what? We didn't really give Ray Rice a lot of touches this year as far as receiving goes because they had the weapons of Derek Mason, Anquan Boldin, and Todd Heap. So I think that factor has led them to use Ray Rice more as the season has gone along, and I think he could play a big part in this game, not in the running game. Nobody's going to run against the Steelers. Nobody, okay? Willis McGahee had more rushing yards against the Steelers than Ray Rice did. Okay, but Ray Rice is going to play a factor in the passing game because, let's face it, there aren't really any linebackers that can match up against Ray Rice.
Three catches for 72 yards in two games combined against the Steelers.
Because they didn't use him, not because he was getting shut down.
I don't think they'll use him again tomorrow.
You didn't hear my argument. You weren't paying attention over there. I said they're going to use him now.
And I don't think they will. No, I'm arguing that I don't think they'll use him.
That's a great argument. Okay, coming up, Blair White from the Indianapolis Colts, Michigan State football, will be with us. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.